Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. What a great weekend coming up, too, by the way. Championship games on Friday,
yeah.
Saturday, NFL games Sunday,
yeah.
Including one here.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
My nephew Cameron turns one this weekend.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be fun. It's a Masters-themed party, so I got stuff for that. I don't know why it is in December, but it is. So golf, Masters attire. Will be fun.
That should be awesome.
Yeah. And
Jack's first birthday was a golf thing.
It was.
Yeah, it was a golf thing. It was a golf
just
thing.
General, like generic golf.
Yeah.
I think it was like hole in one, you know, because he was turning one or whatever.
Right.
Everybody's gotta have themes for their birthdays now.
Yeah. What did Jack think of the party?
Oh, he had a great time. Yeah. And he'll remember
it. God, I just remember his green face.
eating that cake.
That's
the best part
Jack,
of one-year-old
Jack's green
parties.
Face. That's all I'll remember that, man. But, we were just talking because, you know, I get my stank meme mug on whenever I hear Chris Paul in Atlanta because he should have been the point guard here for 15 years and everything like that. But
didn't start here, but maybe it ended here.
Yeah, it did end here because
– maybe it ended here.
Yeah, they sent him home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
Now, Chris Paul, I don't think that he was breaking team rules.
No, this isn't
I don't think he was at the Shake Joint.
No, this isn't Magic City.
Yeah, I brought the Shake
situation.
back to the hotel and nothing like that. But
no, he was probably trying to make Ty Lue watch tape with him.
Yeah, or something like that.
At 2 a.m. And Ty Lue was like, enough.
Yeah.
He's
probably in that situation where he was the best point guard in the league for over 10 years. He could talk to people any kind of way.
Yep.
He is where he is. He's already announced he's going to retire, and they didn't want to hear that Chris Paul in this Chris Paul by talk that.
Yeah.
So how about this? Jackson Hartville ain't open yet.
Yeah. Just head on down there.
Yeah, it ain't even open yet.
You live in Winston-Salem, just get a car.
Yeah it ain't even open yet.
There's no traffic this time of day.
Man.
Get a car.
Hey, dog, you got to go, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, and this is no secret to folks that follow – the NBA or Chris Paul's career, like, he wasn't the easiest teammate when he was the best.
Yes.
When he was the first team all NBA guy.
Right.
Like, you got to kind of ease off that sort of stuff when you're when you're coming off the bench and playing 15 minutes a night.
Yeah.
But he's built like that.
Yeah, he's not and everything like that. So, I mean, again, he said he was going to retire. Like, him and Shea have a great relationship. Does he go to OKC, get a ring?
Could.
Because them dudes right there. Who beat them?
Nobody is.
Even if Joker goes 50, 30, and 15, who's beating them?
Yeah, I don't think anybody in the West has enough for them right now. And even with Wemby, they're probably still a couple years away development wise. Yeah, no, I mean they're 21-1, man.
Yeah, I know.
Who's
gonna beat them?
Only one team has the Portland Trailblazers.
The damn Trailblazers. Was that post Chauncey?
Good question. It had to be because that was the second game of the season.
Was it one of them rally things? Yeah, man, I coach in the clink.
Coach incarcerated energy. That's not one you hear very often.
No, man.
They're really, really good. But that'll be interesting. I mean, somebody will sign him, right?
I would think OKC would sign him. I would think
Am I losing my mind? Who did he play for first? Who was his first team?
Or New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were the Hornets then.
They were the,
weren't they?
Yeah, they were Hornets.
Was it the New Orleans Hornets?
I think so.
So maybe Charlotte. I mean, he's from North Carolina.
Yeah, why the hell would I want to go there?
He's from, kind of.
I know where he's from.
Yeah.
Why the hell would I want to go there?
Yeah, right. Good point.
I, you know what?
He wants the championship.
I think that's what I said. OKC would be, the move for him.
Yeah,
because of his relationship with Shea.
Yeah, and the GM and all that. And the fact that they probably are going to win championship.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. Because then you couldn't. Because then you couldn't say that. Well, Chris Paul doesn't have a ring.
He does.
Oh, sure does.
He damn sure does.
Sure does.
Yeah, man. And his presence and his leadership.
Yeah.
And his
that's what it was.
His friendship to Shea.
Yep.
Was the reason why.
Not because they didn't win one the year before or anything like that.
Yeah.
No, that's what it is. That's what I would do. That's exactly. But they gotta want him. You know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's crazy, man. I woke up and saw that one this morning. I was like, what?
I'm like,
what happened, Chris Paul? What did he say? What did he do?
No, the weirdest thing was
and he's here.
That was the weirdest thing when they said he was in. And I was like, hold on, where did?
Because they play him tonight.
Yeah. I was like, oh, huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Clippers are bad.
They're awful, dude.
They're like old school Clippers bad.
Yes.
They're the second worst team in the Western Conference.
Dude, they're so bad. And Ty Lue's such a good coach. I think Ty Lue's over it. And yeah. I think that
it's
whole
it's a bad roster.
Him, like, what's the boy? What's the gentleman's name? The GM Lawrence Frank. Yeah, I think they just all need to get just move on.
Yeah,
move on. It's a damn shame that Ballmer spent all that money on that brand new arena
and all that
and
roster.
All the roster.
Ed cheating to get Kawhi extra and all that.
It ain't like, cheating, man.
No,
he trying. I promise you that
he was trying.
I promise you that is like. That goes on so much in that league,
sure,
man. There's
sure
no way you keep paying these dudes all that money from just cash. You got to give them something.
All I'm saying is he gave all that money for the arena and the roster, got all these players, and he's giving extra money behind the scenes to people. Because that's not all he did. Like, there's other money going other places, I'm sure. Steve Ballmer's worth $75 billion.
Yeah.
Like, there's no depth to the money that he can spend and right. cheat. And it's gotten him 5-16.
He's still jumping up on the sidelines.
Probably
between points.
Yeah, he's still fired up. Can't dance wearing Dockers.
Billionaire wearing Dockers.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
That's how you stay damn rich.
Yeah, that's the other funny thing about the Thunder is, you know, obviously we're excited about the Hawks having the Pelicans unprotected first, and they're the worst team in the Western Conference. The Thunder still have like 8 first-round picks in the next 3 years.
Yes.
Like, all the stashing that they did, they're still cashing in on it. Mm-hmm. So when one of these guys gets too expensive, they'll just let him walk and flip those picks for another guy they can plug and play.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. I said a couple weeks ago that NBA general manager is the easiest job in the pantheon of professional sports jobs. But that doesn't mean some people aren't excellent at it. And that man is excellent at it.
Yes, he does his thing, man.
I'm impressed he's good.
He's really, really good.
All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the Falcons wide receiver room.
We got guys that are capable to do the things, and nobody can be Drake on our roster, so I'm not going to be telling you that. So we will definitely go out there and try to move that thing around. You know, Pitts took a lot of the weight yesterday. You know, obviously we got to get Mooney back going again. Got to get him going like he was going versus the Saints. So if you can get Pitts going and Mooney going, that will certainly give you a lot of belief and a lot of confidence in that receiver group. And then everybody else can play their complementary part, being able to go just do things the right way, get in line, and then allow Bijan to be the best version of himself like he was yesterday.
When you start calling players by their last name, you're frustrated with them.
Yeah.
He always calls them Kyle.
He normally also like sounds like at least he believes what he's saying.
Yeah.
Even he didn't sound like he believed
when
that.
When he said Pitts and Moody, you got to get him back. Like, that's the unfortunate part about when guys go down and other guys who you expect to step up don't step up. That is the ultimate, you know, if you're a coach, got to be just like, What else could I damn do?
Right.
Because they got to go play. I have nobody else. You know, there's nobody going to walk through this door and everything like that. You have the ability, and that was one thing I was learning. And I use this a lot with my kids when it comes to their schoolwork and everything. My coach always told me, now, if I've seen you do it before, I'm going to always expect you to do it. You know what I mean? I expect you. If you had 1,000 yards as a rookie, I expect you to continue. Now, you had some injuries and everything like that, but I still expect greatness from you. And when you're not doing it, it's like, well, damn, What are you not doing? How are you not preparing? So, because I've seen you do it. I've seen what it looks like when it's good for you. And all of a sudden, you've been telling me that you even fell off like that? So, yeah, it's got to be one of them things where he just questioned his roster now.
Yeah. The Drake part of it kind of continues to be...
He probably won't play.
Not great.
Yeah, he probably
won't play. He's not practicing today. I mean, the question now kind of starts to get towards what's he going to do this year? Like, is he going to play this year? You know? Like,
I mean, I think if he can play.
I know.
But I think, but like, Drake's one of them dudes. If he can play, sure, he's going to want to be out there.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of them. He's the guy that wants to be out there.
This is a big year for him, contract wise.
I don't think that'd bother. I don't know if that would affect it.
I hope it doesn't affect his. I don't think it would affect him being out there, but like, it might affect what he gets.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it would.
You don't think it will?
Yeah, I don't think it would.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Because, like, in the games he's played, he's been awesome. Fantastic.
Yes.
But he's only played, you know, only played so many games. And, guy, you hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, coming into the year, so much conversation about, you know, could he elevate his status, top five in the league, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't do that not playing.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's a difficult thing. I saw this morning, Andy. Deshaun Watson is being activated and to return to practice for the Browns.
For what?
I don't know. Are they trying to?
I guess they still owe him a lot of money.
Are they going to try to showcase him to so they get some for him? I mean, is this the last year left on that damn deal?
No.
There's two more years left.
That was a long contract.
Yeah, but no, that is actually pretty funny. But
well, because they moved around some money, yeah, and restructured and all that. But no, I don't think
they have the intention of ever actually activating from the window, though. Yes, I think they're just kind of ramping up some activities for 3 weeks,
yeah,
and then
yeah, we know, we're making a joke.
Shador's clock is ticking before Deshaun takes back.
I don't know why even have him. I don't know. I mean, again, you're paying him, so I guess you get to come to practice.
Yeah,
Didn't the Texans have him scout team safety?
It was RG3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought at the end they were screwing him.
I don't know if that was with Deshaun, because I think Deshaun just left.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think what happened, but no, that, I know they have more RG3 because him and Jay Cutler get, I mean, not Jay Cutler, but Jay Gruden get into it all the time about it. But no, I know that was RG3. Show your ass over there and stand.
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about that.
Get your ass over there and stand.
Yeah. What else do we got?
They found their second receiver to DK Metcalf, Adam Thielen.
That'll do it.
Yeah, going to the Steelers.
That'll fix it.
Oh, my God.
They're bad. That's tough.
They're bad, man.
Oh, Desmond Ridder got released?
Yeah, this is like Des' fourth team this month.
Yep.
Yeah, man, they bring him in. I mean, I think J.J. McCarthy's going back out there. They just got to put him out there because that was the worst performance of a quarterback I've ever seen in my damn life.
Oh yeah, the Bosmer guy.
Dude, he was so bad.
Boy, was he bad.
He was so.
Like there's guys that have played like that Nathan Peterman half. Remember that where he threw five interceptions?
Yes, that was awful.
Like there's moments that stand out to me in the history of quarterbacks that don't belong in the NFL.
That one,
dude,
right there.
Bosmer looked terrifying.
Yeah, he can't play. he can't play. It's a huge sports weekend, and this Friday, Dukes and Bill gets it all started with a special broadcast from Twin Peaks and Buckhead from 2 to 6, where all the food, drinks, and scenic views as they get you ready for the conference championships and college football. That's Dukes and Bell, 2 to 6 from Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
All right, College Football Corner coming up next. We'll get back into some of the rankings that came out last night and obviously keep looking ahead to championship weekend. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. College Football Corner as well, where we've got some, local breaking college football news.
Yeah, man. We've been talking about it for the last couple months. It seems like Brent Key just signed a new five-year deal with Georgia Tech. Obviously, that's pending the approval and all those different things said. Pete Thamel saying it's been in the work for weeks with a significant pay raise. So good for Coach Key, man. Good for him. Something that we talked about. With this whole Penn State thing that's open right now. And I'm not saying they did that because of that, because we know that his name was rumored to Penn State. That that's good. I mean, always good to see a guy like Brent, who nobody knew what the expectations were, and for him to have Georgia Tech seems like they're going in the right direction. There was a tough slide down towards the end of this season. But, yeah, it's a good coach who seems like he got Georgia Tech going the right direction.
Yeah, you'd have to think it was going to happen even if Penn State had been filled by now, but didn't hurt probably.
No.
That one's kind of lingering, and it's a good job and all that. And I don't know, they probably called him back, you know. Yeah. They talked to him a couple weeks ago. the job's still open. You know? I don't know, your season's over now and all that. You got a bowl game, but the job's still open. I know, and the season is, you look at it in the context of they were 8-0, right? They were 8-0, and everything was in front of them, and you finish 1-3, and it's really frustrating. But still, 9-3 at the beginning of the year. You told Tech fans that's what it was going to be.
Right.
They probably would have believed you because we talked about it a lot in the summertime. Like, Tech's got an opportunity to have a really good year this year. But still, to do it is impressive.
Good
like to be 9-3, because it wasn't like that.
No, it was
last,
not.
Last handful of years.
Yeah, so good for Brent Key and good for Tech for doing that for him. So you got your coach rolling through. Yep. Obviously, you're going to lose the most impactful player since Calvin, maybe. Calvin or Bebe, those type dudes, man. But I like the fact that they went ahead and just took care of their guy.
Yeah, I do too. All right, let's get to a college football corner. All right, so, we know who's playing this weekend. We'll spend plenty of time over the next couple of days talking about Georgia and Alabama and some of the other championship games. The rankings come out last night, and Notre Dame's at 10, Miami's at 12.
Right.
Obviously, stuff has to play out over the weekend, but there's a pretty realistic scenario in which those are the final two teams for the final spot. How controversial is it going to be if Notre Dame is selected in front of Miami?
Well, I think the biggest thing is because you look at their resumes are so similar, except for one thing.
Yeah, Miami beat them.
Miami beat them. And the thing about it is, and what people are going to try to do, let's just say, for instance, they try to make an argument against Alabama, and Alabama loses. And what they're going to say is, well, they lost, to Florida State. So they're going to use that against Alabama.
Which
is fine, whatever.
They should.
So use against that Notre Dame then.
Right.
I mean, Notre Dame is still, and I know I saw one of the gambling dudes say that they played right now Miami and Notre Dame on a neutral field, Notre Dame would be favorite. Why? Mm. Why would Notre Dame be favorite over Miami? I don't think Notre Dame's better than Miami. Mm-hmm. I don't. I think Miami is a better team than them. I think Miami, I just don't trust their coach.
I don't either, and that's why why I hesitate.
Yeah, like, I think
Miami is they're high end. We said this earlier this week. I think Miami's best is as good as anybody in the country.
Anybody's,
but I just don't trust that I'm going to see it.
Oh, I agree. I don't trust that I'm going to see it. That could be
consistently.
That what you just said right there.
Yeah,
is probably the argument that they can't say on TV.
Why not say it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would bet you more than, I don't even know how many people in that room.
12. There's 12 people.
12 people in the room.
And they're all just humans.
And I bet you at least 9 of them think this way you think.
And maybe they say it in the room
and
they can't come out there and say it. But Why not? Say it. Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, there's no, there are criteria by which they have to rank these teams, right?
Yes.
But ultimately, beyond the fact that five auto bids go to the highest ranked conference champions, beyond that, the rest of it is totally subjective, right? Like, it's up to, I know, again, they have the categories that they care about most in terms of grading these teams, but it's so equal so often with the teams once you get past the top couple and once you move past the auto bid for like a James Madison or a Tulane or something like that. When you're talking about that middle class of team that might make the playoff, the resumes all kind of break down pretty similar.
Yeah.
And if it comes down to you just being like, yeah, you know what? Like, I don't really trust their coach. I don't know. That's what we do when we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Right? They're just people who watch football and talk about it.
Correct.
What's wrong with that? You know, like, I know if you're Miami, you're like, well, that what? So then every year we go into the season behind the eight ball because people don't trust our coach?
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, you do.
Yeah, because
that's why you lose a couple games every year that you shouldn't.
And that's the biggest thing about how they look at Miami is that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
You never had no damn bitch losing at home to Louisville.
Exactly right.
In no business.
Exactly right.
No business. No business losing to damn SMU.
Exactly right.
Had no business, but they did.
And the reason they do is that, right? Yeah. Is that concern we always have when we talk about Miami is why I just don't trust Mario Cristobal.
Yeah.
I don't trust him to have him ready every single Saturday, 12 Saturdays throughout the year.
So
you know why? Because he doesn't. Because
he doesn't.
Because
he doesn't.
And then, if that's what it comes down to, because again, Marcus Freeman had his team in the championship game last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're right. There's no way they can come on TV and say that. But if that's what it is, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Marcus Freeman's a better coach than Mario Cristobal. I trust him more on a given Saturday.
Yeah.
I think their resumes are similar.
That's the thing.
Again, I can't, all that to say, I can't, like, if they're the two teams for the final spot, Miami beat them.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I can't get over that right there. Beat them.
Yeah. I'm for all of the, like, the subjective eye test, you know, football fan arguments that we make and probably go on in that room.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I don't care. Like, head-to-head, to me,
head-to-head should be the most important thing.
Should be the most important.
Yeah, head-to-head should be the most important thing. Did you see this?
If it's close.
Yeah, did you see this crap that Ole Miss announced that Charlie Weiss Jr. will stick with the team through the playoffs as offensive coordinator? So Lane said, you can go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird
that's
the last couple days.
Like, so, Lane, you gave him permission to go back?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it one of the things where he can't, hey, listen here, man. I can't abandon these kids.
Yeah, look, man. Like, you can abandon
them. You can abandon them.
Because you're getting 13 mil. I know you didn't look at the contract, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly.
More just the amount of bull crap that we're expected to just stomach from Lane Kiffin and the whole Lane Kiffin industrial complex is nauseating.
Yeah, dog.
Ridiculous.
Get out of my face. Get the hell out of
just
here.
Just go
man.
Recruit for LSU and try to win some football games there and make my buddy Bo happy, okay?
Yeah, babe.
Before you break his heart in 2 years, which you're ultimately going to do.
What you're also going to do.
6 years? You think you got six, huh?
No.
Wow, I don't know, man.
I don't know. No. Because if he
There's
does.
There's no way he does not stay at LSU a shorter time than he was at Ole Miss.
Well, there is a way.
There's definitely a way. In an NFL job.
He did it to you already. He's tricking himself into buying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's bull crap. But I like that he's going back and coordinating the offense because we were joking yesterday about what are they going to do.
Joe Judge.
Let Trinidad Jambliss call the plays?
No, they're going to let Joe Judge.
Yeah, right. Which is a worse option.
That's how they did Mac Jones, man.
But the joke we made.
There's other jobs. I saw Brian Hartline, who is the OC for Ohio State, going to South Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to South Florida.
Wow.
Yes. Brian Hart, yes. Yeah. Going to South Florida.
What do you think about that?
UCF? USF? I like it for him.
Really?
I like it. Yeah, for his
just
first
almost
for,
yeah, right.
For his first job, I like it for
just
him.
Just almost like he's a hot name.
Yeah. For his first job, I like that.
Yeah, maybe he needs it like in reality in order to kind of learn how to do it, but I just felt like he might have maybe
because this is really his first time calling plays.
It is. It is. And but he gets so much credit for all the Ohio State wide receivers.
And that's so crazy because that's what they said in his bio. And he's been credited with the development of all the great wide receivers. So, yeah, I think
I just almost – I'm a little surprised that he couldn't spin that, which is a big resume piece.
I thought Kentucky.
Or something.
That's what I thought.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. And again, no offense to USF. They've had really good coaches and good seasons and stuff like that. But like, I'm surprised that he couldn't spin that resume piece, which is a big gold star resume piece. And I mean, Penn State's still open.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm surprised he couldn't do better than
that. Where did the North Texas coach go?
Oklahoma State.
You're going to Oklahoma. Okay. Yeah. And then you take that quarterback with him.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They
okay.
can't say that yet because they got a game on Friday.
Yeah. But yeah, we know that that's just going to happen. And we mentioned it earlier in the show. I mean, you think about it, like, what's open still? Memphis is open.
Okay. Right. Yeah, because Silverfield went to Arkansas.
Tulane is still open, right?
Believe so.
And obviously Penn State.
Penn State's still open.
All right. Yeah. And I know that you're talking about the DC at LSU seems to be the guy that's maybe going to Tulane, possibly.
Is that right?
That's what it seems like. Okay. It seems like he might be the guy. And so, I mean, it's crazy. Signing day today, every time I look up, it say Virginia Tech. I know. Flip Penn State recruit to Virginia Tech, which is freaking funny.
No, they didn't.
No.
James Franklin recommits to James Franklin.
Yeah, man. Got it. And then I saw LSU got a quarterback that was in South Carolina. He committed to South Carolina twice, just flipped to LSU.
Huh.
So watch out, Lane, because he's going to flip on YouTube.
Okay.
He flipped back and forth twice to the same school.
Did you hear what Lenora Sellers said when they asked him about the season? And then that dude's going somewhere.
They get paid,
he
too.
He is gone.
You think he comes out?
I guess he could, yeah. There's an opportunity for that.
Probably him, I go back.
Yeah, go back.
I go back.
He could get a large sum of money from one of these schools.
And then, Miami's sitting there waiting.
Yeah, they need a guy. Lenora Sellers with the Hurricanes? I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
That's good. Hey, the world is coming to Atlanta this summer, and Friday we will find out the matchups for the world's best soccer nations and players. Join me and Andy for a full cover. It's a full day of coverage on Sports Radio 99 The Game. But join me and Andy broadcasting live from the official Atlanta Host Committee draw party in the streets of Buckhead. The streets, Andy. And Jason Longshore will be on at 6 p.m. For a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight to break down all the matchups. And it's all brought to you by McDonald's. Grab your Grinch meal from McDonald's and collect all matching Grinch socks. That's this Friday. Me and Andy will be in them Buckhead streets.
Jack had a Grinch, fleece sweatshirt on.
When
yesterday.
Did the Grinch become so lovable?
Yeah, the Grinch is everybody's
favorite.
The
Grinch has made a comeback.
Yeah, no kidding. I think there's been a bunch of movies. Obviously, Jim Carrey one, but then they remade another one.
But that's just saying, the Grinch. They made a
cartoon only a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. That's a lot more cartoony. Mm-hmm. And cuddly.
Yeah, it makes him
a
lot more.
And he's never really a villain in that one.
Man,
he does bad things.
We ain't mess with the Grinch.
No.
We ain't mess with the Grinch.
The other thing that's happened, and not just with this character, but with others, is here's the real villain of this story. Mm. And they've turned the people of Whoville into the villains. And the Grinch just wanted to be left alone and blah, blah, blah. And there's been this movement that the Grinch is not the villain.
At the end of the movie, his heart grows three sizes, and he's fine.
The Grinch ain't no better than the damn wet bandits, man.
Now, he was a thief.
He was a damn thief.
He broke into everyone's house and stole Christmas. He did successfully do it.
Only because he had so much pressure on him to go spend all of his life savings on Christmas like these Who's were doing.
Oh, so this
they
is
drove
a,
him into desperation.
This is a commentary on capitalism. All right. So maybe I am on the Grinch's side.
Damn him.
All right. We're going to take a break now. We're going to come back and do the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season,
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. This is Brenda got a baby. Dude.
Look at that.
Hey, man, I'm only 2.5 episodes in.
Of
the Diddy.
Oh, I started it yesterday.
I'm only 2.5 episodes in. And I understand it's people who hate Diddy that's pretty much doing all the talking.
Right.
But damn, they got me thinking he got Tupac killed.
Oh, well, I haven't got to that part yet.
Boy.
Dude. I just like because the first episode, dude. I think they had to maybe make it seem like it wasn't going to be a complete biased thing.
Dude.
Because at first they were like, yeah, you know, and he was coming up in the game and he was with like Heavy D and all this stuff. And then that one lady comes on and she was like, yeah. And she like just eviscerated him. And I was like, oh, all right, here we go. Dude. Now we're getting somewhere.
Let them tell it. Did he start the East Coast, West Coast? Not, it wasn't fucking Piggy.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I mean, but yeah, you got to understand who's put it out there. Mm-hmm. But my thing, it's the only thing I want to know is how did he get access to that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the stuff that Diddy, so the videography had to sell.
Oh, absolutely.
So
I mean, they said it the very beginning, they said a lot of the stuff, the most recent footage, yes. Diddy shot himself and then was seized when he was, when he was arrested. And then somehow he got his hands on that from the police, I guess.
Dude.
Everybody's
got a price. That's like TMZ. Whenever you see the pictures of Diddy in jail on them damn jailhouse cell phones, you know they canteen full. they getting all the good stuff.
Plenty of ramen noodles.
Yeah, they got plenty of ramen noodles, sausage packs, hey, condiments, and all kind of stuff up in that thing. Yeah. Boy, you tell me that if I'm in the jail with Diddy, I'm going to be snapping all kind of damn photos.
Oh, for sure, yeah. What do you want?
What do you want, man?
Tell me what you're looking for.
I'm going to be snapping all kind of photos. Now, I want all my oodles and noodles. You know what I mean? I want to live like a jailhouse millionaire. Have my mesh bag full of snack.
I was watching it, and then like they were coming home, and I was like, let me turn this off.
Right.
Like, I don't need to have the Diddy documentary on when the kids walk in.
It was crazy. It was. I mean, I was. But I was on that. I don't know because I watched the Luther Vandross thing the day before. Luther was a bad boy.
I need to watch that.
Did you know Luther was on Sesame Street?
Nope.
Yes, Luther, big ass. Well, he was kind of mid-sized Luther. Was on Sesame Street.
As when he was famous?
No, he was still coming up in the
really?
Game.
Oh, before? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, is that Luther on Sesame Street?
Interesting. Yeah, all right, man. I'll watch that.
Yeah, it's very good.
Did you watch the Eddie Murphy one?
Yes.
Very good.
Very good. I love how he talked about his transformation from the Harlem Nights and that until, Daddy Daycare, that ragged-ass space movie he was.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then about how he had, like, an Oscar nomination, but Norbit came out the same year and it screwed it over. I was like, I don't blame voters.
I don't blame you,
I don't blame him for holding it against you, man.
But no, it was really good.
But I liked at the end, they're hinting it. He's like, yeah, I got so much stand-up material.
Yes.
I could do 5 specials. Do one then.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I would love to see
that.
I heard mixed reviews. I heard mixed reviews on the Kevin Hart one.
Oh
yeah, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I mean, if Eddie Murphy came out with a stand-up, because he hasn't done one since Raw.
Yes,
like that's 40 years
ago. That's a long time ago.
He didn't forget how to be funny.
No,
like he's different now than he was. But like,
I would love to see Eddie Murphy again.
That would break records for how much people would watch that. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Never too much.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm just like, because Rusty was just in here, and we were chopping up with Rusty and talking about these kids delaying their decision to own, because today is National Signing Day.
Right.
And I'm just looking, I just popped up this 5-star receiver, the kid from, I think he's from Miami. It's a bad boy. He was going to Syracuse. I think played basketball and football. That's how
he
is. Russell. And he's delaying his signing. And here it is right here. He's decided to push back his signing this morning as he needs more time to pray for the final decision. I don't know why they just funny. Maybe Lane Kiffin got me in this praying thing.
Yeah, it's
just pretty funny. You got to go pray to him.
You know what? Good. That's good.
I'm curious as to what he thinks is going to happen.
I don't know, man.
I guess people do see signs.
Yeah. Signs of a dollar?
I don't think it's up to him, though.
Dollar?
Like, I think it's up to you. That's why you got the willpower, right?
That's right. That's right. Whatever decision you make,
be your own sign.
God will be there with you, you know? Anyway, hey, Bo, how are you?
So I don't think y'all watch anyway. Had y'all any idea that Hard Knocks in season started last night?
I did not.
No. The only reason I knew was because I saw clips circulating of Dak Prescott seeing Jameis score a touchdown.
Oh.
So I have some of that. Because apparently Dak and Jameis are pretty good friends. They were at the Peyton Manning Passing Academy when they were both young bucks trying to make it into the league. And they were actually roommates. So here's a little bit of Dak talking about Jameis. Not that, because there wasn't real good audio when he was watching Jameis
score
the touchdown.
But just the video reaction of him seeing it is very funny.
It was pretty cool. But this is Dak talking about Jameis texting him after he became the Cowboys' all-time leading passer.
Jameis is texting me. What a great dude, bro. He texts me.
Jameson?
Yeah, congrats on the record. And, like, what a dude.
I just want to congratulate him for being the all-time leading passer in Cowboy history. And I also phrase it as, like, it's America's team. And just knowing him, I remember when me and Dad were roommates at the Peyton Manning Passing Academy in Thibodaux, Louisiana. And we shared with each other that, hey, we both going to make it. And look at us now. Oh, yeah, he hit me back. He just said thank you.
Look at us now.
Look at us now.
So wholesome. Yeah. So I got questions about this whole thing. So
now, that's a guy who said if he needed to take some extra time to pray, you would believe him.
100%.
Yes.
And he might get the signs.
Yes.
He probably gives people the signs.
Yes.
The Lord told me to tell you Jameis is connected.
But Jameis is so funny. And it was like he was on, I think he was on Ndamukong Suh and thing. And he was talking about, like, if you had one regret, he was talking. And this blew my mind because I saw the whole thing with Odell Beckham. And he said that his family spent $400,000 a month. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how the hell do you let anybody spend your money $400,000 a month?
What that high draft pick pay is pretty good.
No.
$400,000 a month? That shouldn't have gone on for more than a few.
But I don't care. How the hell did they spend $400,000 of your money?
Assuming he just let people have access to his accounts.
You're out your
something.
Damn mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was giving allowances
or
something?
You're out your damn mind.
He was. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I give allowance.
But how dare his people
for
taking advantage of him
ain't
like that?
My child. Two people you want to take care of. Your mama. All right. My mama says, well, you don't owe me nothing. I didn't ask you for you to come in this world. You don't owe me nothing. And she still won't take nothing. But at the same time, $400,000? Y'all out y'all damn mind.
I don't ever think that much about this side of it, but like, can you imagine? Of course you can't imagine, but try to imagine being one of those people. Can you imagine being a person that has done nothing?
Nothing.
Simply know him?
Nothing.
Or whatever. Has done nothing.
Nothing.
And somehow they're naive enough to give you access to that amount of money. And then you're just blowing it on
yes,
stuff?
Yes, like, that's what I'm saying.
What is the mentality of the person that does something
I don't
like that?
People
are, well.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't.
That happened to Trent Richardson.
Can't say the word on the.
No, it happens all the time.
That's your fault.
It happens all the time.
That's
I just don't.
That's your damn fault.
I don't.
You don't know nobody. You don't know nobody nothing.
Who are you?
Stop with all that crap.
To do something like that.
Don't say
what I mean?
The first person some of these guys should hire after they get that any check is some sort of handler. Somebody to drive them places and not get DUIs. Maybe somebody to say, hey, maybe you shouldn't buy that $500,000 car right now. And maybe you shouldn't let Aunt Judy have $100,000 to go to Mexico on a cruise.
You're making, say, $1.2 million. And you have a $500,000 car. You are a freaking idiot.
But they do it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Bo.
They need handlers.
Bo, I've watched them do it. It's like, well, hold on, dog. You just made the team. What the hell are you doing? I know. Well, the funniest story ever was we had an old school special teams coach in St. Louis, and I'll never forget because he would always make the rookies come in early for special teams meeting, right? And I'm not gonna say the kid's name, but I'm not gonna say what. He was picked after the third round.
He wasn't making a ton of money.
And so he had a $150,000 Mercedes Benz, and it was parked. And I remember special team coach comes in, and he's like, who the hell car is that? All of y'all, and it ain't none of y'all first-round picks. I don't see none of the veterans in here. Who the hell bought this car? And he raises his hand. He's like, well, how much money? flat out, how much money are we paying you? It then obviously tells him. He's like, well, how much was that car? And he tells him. He said, you bought a dumb somebody.
Was it about 10% of what his total?
Yeah.
More?
Yeah.
But then like, okay, you buy that car for $150,000, drive it off the lot. It's not worth $150,000.
Now it's worth
$75,000. Coach said, you bought a dumb somebody, ain't you?
That's, man.
What? So here's something else. So the cool thing about Hard Knocks in season, they had came out last night, 9 o'clock, HBO Max. They had Monday Night Football in there because NFC East, Giants just got their butts kicked by the Patriots. That game was in there. It was at the end, of course.
Oh, really?
So also with the Giants, you know, so they have Brian Daboll getting fired and Mike Kafka taking over.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Shane Bowen getting fired and Charlie Bullen taking over. But they made it seem like in Hard Knocks – that it was Mike Kafka's decision to let go of the defensive coordinator. Do they give interim coaches that much power?
Yes.
Like, do they really?
Mm-hmm.
To make changes like that on the season?
I would think so.
That's
Bo.
Crazy.
I would think so. But I think it's more or less Shane agreed with him. And so it made it – because sometimes you want – even though you're in, you want to give him some kind of power.
Some kind of buyout or something like that? Or
yeah. Because you see a lot of times when guys leave, they'll be like – you know, so they'll try to maybe reassign some people or something like that. Because Kafka, like, he really, I think, had a legit shot to get this job. I do.
Mm.
I do. Because he's interviewed for head coaching jobs last few years.
That's – I just didn't think they would give that much power. And, like, your interim coach.
Okay. The Giants need to boycott Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
it's never a good look when they're
– You got to stop giving people access,
they got to stop giving people access.
Yeah. I mean, that Saquon clip will go down in history.
That's right. That was preseason 2 years ago.
When they got rid of Sam Pittman at Arkansas, Petrino got rid of everybody.
Yes.
Remember that when he took over as interim this year? Like, there was a bunch of people that he moved on from. College and pro, different probably, but yeah, I mean, that's...
So I guess after the head coach gets fired, everybody else has to know that they're
what's
probably
the difference?
On the...
Pretty much
and they did just blow the 3-4
quarter months.
Leads, and they said that was pretty much the reason. Like, you can't do that, so...
Yeah. Right. Either get fired now or get fired in 3 months.
Dude. That's a mess up there. What about Brian Daboll to Penn State?
I don't know the connection.
Oh, I don't either. I'm just throwing out a name.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Mike Conti a job, a head coach.
How about Mike Conti to Penn State?
I'm just trying to get Mike Conti a head coach, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, he can have Jed Fish if he wants him.
Dude.
Take him.
Do you know people were mad in Florida that they didn't get off the Jed Fish?
Were there
were some people mad. There were some people. Now, these are the same people that were just mad because they didn't get Lane Kiffin.
Mm.
So I'm like, well, Jed Fish – and I quote, do you see what he's building at Washington?
I mean, I do. You can have it if you want it. He's done fine, but he's not great.
They joined. You're basing it off of what left.
Of course.
Yeah.
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 Well,
give him a chance.
Excuse me.
Give him a chance.
For having a standard.
Give him a chance.
When DeBoer's second year, he was in the national championship game.
Give him a chance.
Chris Peterson's second year, he was in the college football playoff.
Give him a chance.
Jed Fish's second year, we might be going to the Holiday Bowl.
It's a great bowl.
It's a great bowl.
I joined 92 other game. After each game for the Falcons, fly over. It's a chance to call and react to every Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons fly over. Immediate following Falcon games.
He's doing better than Jimmy Lake. Because in Jimmy Lake's second year, he got fired for hitting a kid. So it's all about perspective. It's all about perspective. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.